Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
What would you say is the most undateable career?
Oh, undateable, we're talking. It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. We talked about the most dateable, but this is...
This is undateable because of a message that we received through the Siding Unlimited text line. You know how much we love this text lines because you all just, you're like, what's the word they talk, what do they talk about people that are?
Keyboard warriors?
Yes, that's the word.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of it.
Oh, no, that's
keyboard
fine.
Warriors, yeah. Because you all are anonymous.
It's easier. I'm that way too. Like, I'm just going to text this because I don't want to talk to anybody.
And we got later in the show, after we were wrapping things up, so we were moving out off the air, got a text from one of you that heard this conversation and talked about undateable careers.
So most dateable is like in the healthcare field, nurses.
That's what we learned yesterday.
That's what we learned yesterday. Okay, yeah. And so
the text that we got...
What does this person say?
...came back to us was, people think bar owners are undateable.
Why would that be? It's a business
owner. And I was like, you are. You're totally undateable.
What?
And then this person came back and said, I am a bar owner. Girls think bar owners are players. I'm like, yeah, absolutely.
Why? Are you kidding me? I know bar owners.
I know bar owners too, but I'm saying if I had to say undateable, I would just stay away because it is a social scene where alcohol is involved. And I stand by, based on my experience with friends over the years, that's a profession I would, like Homer Simpson, the gif that you've seen on the internet, back into the bushes.
The bushes there, yeah. Well, no, I don't understand why you would say that. Obviously, there's other types of businesses that are very personal. What if you're, you know, massage therapy or something? But this is a business owner. This is somebody who works extremely hard. The bar owners I know are like, oh, I know, and I got to run to the store this morning. I ran out of buns, and then I got to stay up until 2 a.m. I'm covering the shift because I'm the owner.
But that's just it.
Like, what's just it?
You are putting yourself in a situation that could really go down a dark road. And so as I message you back and forth with this person, I'm saying I kind of can see why women are leery of that. I can see why they think, You're in the industry of where people are going to sometimes escape the realities. They're
like entertainers almost. Well, they're like, hey, come on in. We got the music bumping.
You can't tell me I'm crazy for saying that if you are dating someone and they're like, yeah, I own a bar, that you're not going to go, so you're there till 4 a.m. with all of these drunk people. And I mean, it would be concerning. And so we got into this conversation now, and I'm bringing it to the show because tell me I am wrong. And yes, in every profession there's shady people and there's really good people. I'm well aware of that, but if we're speaking in generalities like the list was yesterday in regards to the dateable careers, because look, there's some shady nurses.
Yeah
there's some great nurses,
shady people and shady
in
people
every
everywhere.
Profession.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, I'm with this guy that messaged in and said, bar owners. I'm just telling you, that's a profession. I'd say, not something I would tell one of my girlfriends. Like, I don't know. Are you sure?
Why is it for you? Because they're, what did the owner say? They're players?
They're players.
Or because they're working such late hours and they don't seem to have a lot of time for a social life? Which one bothers you the most? They're not around, we can never hang together, or, well, they're just at the bar going, hey, I can talk to this one and grab this one and have all these different
relationships.
Look,
when the drinks are flowing, decisions, you don't know, sometimes people aren't thinking with level heads.
When the drinks are flowing, you don't know where the mind is going.
Right. And that is why I was messaging back with this person saying, like, I can see why women are leery. I can see why they put an arm's length away and say, oh, maybe not. It's no different than the entertainment industry. You're putting yourself in situations that can be tough. And yes, you need trust in a relationship. I'm well aware of that. But we're talking in generalities. Undateable career, I would agree with what this guy is saying.
I'm kind of on the fence with that, regardless of what this guy was saying. But if anybody wants to either agree with Elizabeth or disagree with Elizabeth, 414.
As I'm going back and forth with this next listener on the text line.
414-432-1099. Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence with this one. Because I do know bar owners, and I know that one of them has a pretty good relationship, but yet,
again,
you're
and I do too, and I know, I know bar owners too. There are definitely people that are good people that own bars for sure. But when this guy texts in and said, "I'm a bar owner," girls think bar owners are players. I'm like,
agree to or
I'm
disagree.
Like, I'm like, tell me, yeah, like I agree with that. I can see why that would be considered undateable.
We're getting texts already. I completely agree. It's almost
because
always
somebody,
a man in his mid-age, divorced and surrounded by their pretty young bartenders.
See, there you go. There you go. We'll get to your calls coming up, but first, a break from our sponsors.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What would you say is an undateable career? Kind of a jump off of what we were talking about yesterday. It's Elizabeth and Radar on the Mix. And when we were talking about how nurses have come back as the most dateable, we had a Mix listener reach out on the Siding Unlimited text line and talk about how no women want to date bar owners. He says, I am a bar owner. Girls think bar owners are players. And I said, I can agree with that. It's it would be undateable. Tracy, what do you want to say?
There is a difference between a bar owner and a nightclub owner. I would never, after bartending for 27 years, would never, ever date a nightclub owner.
Okay,
never.
Explain this difference to us.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Well, I was one of the bartenders that never ate where I pooped kind of situation.
I feel you. Yeah, okay.
You didn't get involved in any of the drama.
You didn't have any relationships there, right?
You see it. And the majority of the nightclub owners did pick up a couple of the younger ladies, but majority of them were the younger waitresses or the younger bartenders. But I worked at a few, and I don't recall ever not seeing one of the nightclub owners.
Your research has shown.
Yeah, you've worked in it 27 years, you said, so you've got great experience in this.
But what's the worst situation that you saw? So, okay, a younger woman wants to date an older guy. Like, what makes that so bad?
That's not a problem. It's just usually it's arm candy. It's like, don't talk, just sit there and look pretty.
Trophy.
That's your job.
Like a little trophy. Look what I got.
Until the next one comes. And they usually bought them plastic, you know.
Oh, that route.
Took them, was never, and it was, no.
But bar owners are different than club owners, though.
So you're saying, though, that they're players?
Oh, God, I've yet to meet one that wasn't. A bar owner is different because it's, to me, in my opinion, it's more laid back, it's more casual. If you're a bar owner, you've got a lot of regulars, which means you got a lot of narcs. So it tends to be bar owners are more laid back and chill. They have long-term relationships. Nightclub owners, like I said, I'm old. So we're talking Nitro, Metropolis.
You're throwing it back big time, girl. Yeah.
Well, and you're speaking from experience. You've got 27 years of research you've done. And that's, so now we're clarifying it that you're saying nightclub owners. Tracy, glad you called in this morning. Thanks for sharing your stories with us.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, we're talking about undateable careers, and we were saying that we got a message here that bar owners are quote-unquote players and possibly not someone you should date, but now Tracy said nightclub owners. Let's be specific. That could be considered the undateable career. Renee, what do you want to add to this conversation?
Well, my husband was a bar owner, so met him. We're going to be married for 27 years.
All right,
you made it.
So... Yeah. You know, what I have to add to it is that bar owners are business people, as you said, and they see a lot in their bars. You know, they might see a lot of relationships that go on that shouldn't be going on.
You're a relationship counselor sometimes, too.
Right. And they see people that they know that, boy, I would never want to be with somebody like that. Uh-huh. I would never want to marry somebody like that. So, you know, they get to see maybe a lot of what they don't want and can guide them into what they are looking for in a partner.
Got you.
There you go.
So it's not not undateable. It's, you know, maybe kind of on the fence type of thing.
Well, like, it just comes down to the person, and it comes down to that work-life balance,
exactly.
too. And the trust you're going to have in the relationship.
Exactly. Now, what I can say is that when we did get married and being a bar owner, you are responsible for, you know, having that business open, and you might have employees that aren't as dedicated to their position, so you kind of have to fill in a lot.
Yeah.
So when we did get married, it came to the point where, you know, I needed him to be home with us on holidays, and so, you know, he ended up selling the bar. But so maybe for a marriage, it doesn't always work if you want someone there for your family and your holidays.
Gotcha.
There you go.
Gotcha,
there you go.
Renee,
wait, when you show up to the bar, though, were you always drinking for free?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go. Load it up. We're good to go.
Thanks so much for calling in, Renee.
You're welcome. You guys have a great day.
Yeah, you too. We'll talk to you again.
Old Soul Joan has texted in. She's on the fence. So she wants to agree with Elizabeth, but then she's like, I don't know, but I think a sewer worker is worse. The smell is unsanitary. That would be the most untainable.
Okay,
hi, honey. I'm home.
My buddy Bruce up in the Green Bay area owns a sanitation
company.
Yes. I did a whole ride along with him and did septic one day. It was a whole bit for the radio station. He, at his house, had an actual outdoor bathroom built with like a washer, a dryer, a shower. Oh. His wife got to the point where she's like, anytime you come up, you have to go there first.
You got
to
scrub.
I mean, he had his separate washer and dryer for his clothes.
Are you kidding?
Then he would be allowed back into the house. So, okay, if you're going to go down that road, that's what you need to make sure you have at your house.
Whoop-dee-dee-scoop-poop.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.